welcome to the We Are The Church podcast, hosted by me, Adam, and my beautiful wife, Brianna. Throughout the podcast, you'll hear and experience people's stories of faith in action to encourage, strengthen, and inspire you.
Hear the real-life stories of people from Guymere Baptist Church and our local community. There will be a few laughs, serious chats, and amazing encounters with God through the love and hope of Jesus Christ. We pray that this podcast reaches you on a deep level and encourages you on your own journey of discovery and faith.
And tonight, it's a bit of a strange one. We have Roxanne Lawler with us.
She's
my guest speaker.
Are you calling me a strange one?
No.
Is that what just happened?
No.
Just kidding.
Come on. But we're having Brianna Aiken. What?
What?
What? I'm the guest speaker tonight.
Everyone swap seats.
Yeah, you're across from me. This is weird.
It's crazy.
You're supposed to be
crazy.
Over there. What's going on?
I'm not in my normal chair and I'm loving this.
Me too.
Do you want to start us off?
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. So, yes, in a bit of a turn up for the books, the co-host of the show is sitting in the hot spot.
Woohoo!
Oh,
in the
my
hot
goodness.
Seat. Brianna is there.
Here we
thought we'd dive in with some questions. Are you ready, Brianna?
I am ready, and I'm super excited to have you as a guest host tonight.
Anything could happen.
Yeah,
anything.
Fast and loose, everyone.
Yeah, if you're driving, put your seatbelt on extra tight. Who knows what's going to happen?
It's all happening.
Cool. Well, Brianna, we're so glad that you could join us here on your podcast. can you tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Brianna. It's one of those names that I often have to correct people, and I have this funny, like, three times rule, and then after that, whatevs. or I do the old, like, rhyme. So Brianna rhymes with banana. So I get all sorts of variations on my name and I always try that one and then, yeah like I said, after three
Brianna
times.
Brianna rhymes with banana. Yeah. Works for Australians.
Brianna. Banana.
Maybe not for Americans. Does it work?
Brianna. Banana.
Banana.
And Europeans tend to go with Brianna, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like
so
Brian.
Brian with an A.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Brians.
Yeah, a Brian. So this could be like the life of Brianna.
Yeah.
Like the Monty Python. The Monty Python version.
Yeah, that's right.
We could be there.
Love it. So a bit more about me. I was born in Wollongong, so I'm a Gong girl at heart.
Nice.
But my family are all from Sutherland Shire originally. So, you know, even though I was born in the Gong, Mum and I came back up quite when I was quite young. Yeah. So grew up predominantly in the Sutherland Shire and I love it. You know, we're so blessed in this area with the beautiful bays, bush and beaches.
All the bays.
Literally, I know everyone jokes about it, but you know, God's creation and it is beautiful.
God's country, that's right.
Sure.
I am an only child, which many people may not know.
There you go.
So only child, but grew up with lots of beautiful friends and my cousins who are just as close as siblings. So again, very blessed there. And what else can I share? So growing up, it was just Mum and I for many, many years. And then in my mid-teens, my mum got hooked up on a blind date with a friend husband's friend, actually. And they hit it off immediately.
Wow.
Nice.
And my mum married, they ended up getting married, you know, not long after they met and realised, you know, they loved each other and
true love
was there. And that's a whole nother story for another day.
Yay.
And one probably for my mum to share because that was definitely a God-planned connection
to
there.
Get your mum on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but shout out to my mum, Wendy, and my dad, Greg.
Yeah, nice.
And I love it, you know, when my dad and I are out, even though he's my stepdad, often we'll be out and about and people will say to us, geez, you look so much like your dad. And we always look at each other and have a little chuckle and go, yeah. So it was like, you know, he's always been there. And, you know, God had him planned for a beautiful husband for my mom and also a beautiful dad for me.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
So
that's
good.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, lovely. So the moral of the story is if a friend from work says, hey, there's this guy.
Give it a go, maybe.
Run with it. Come on.
You honestly
you could
never
end up
know.
Marrying them.
And,
or
and
just
have
go on a nice date.
Brianna as your, you know, new daughter.
Oh, yeah.
So
hello.
Winning.
Yep.
Well, we could learn something I don't know tonight as well. Ooh. So what's something people don't know about you, honey?
Ooh, what's something people don't know about me?
Might not know.
Well, if I dig back into the archives, people who know me from my younger days, I've always loved the outdoors, and I love camping and getting out in the bush. So when I was younger, I was actually a scout.
Ooh.
Dip, dip, dop, dop.
Yeah, yeah. So I loved my years with the scouts, and I was actually the first female patrol leader at the Heathcote Scouts Troop.
Oh, nice.
So pioneering the way for female scouters.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was great. I loved my years in the Scouts. You know, we'd go on weekend hikes and lots of great community initiatives that you could be part of, and, you know, connecting with lots of wonderful peers, and we had amazing leaders. So, yeah, I loved my time as a scout.
Fantastic. Did you do the badges and everything?
We did. Yeah, the whole shebang-a-bang. So I had the uniform with the little
toggle,
roller.
The sash. Is there a sash that you wear?
No, that's Girls Brigade. Oh, so when I was young, very young, I actually used to be a Girls Brigader.
All right.
Nice.
But the Scouts
was the one, you know, as I got a bit older. I loved it.
So your shirt was covered in badges, I bet.
I had a few badges, but I mean, that was part of it. So, you'd want to kind of get involved in the different activities and skills that you can learn. Like, there's skills I learned from being a scout that I still draw on today, you know, and it helped shaped and built, you know, and laid foundations for things that, you know, you can still, and
like
definitely character
skills,
building.
And unusual skills too, like, you know, like lighting a fire and, you know, striking a match, all that kind of
Absolutely.
Stuff that you learn when you're a kid.
Yeah. Or how to tie knots. Read a map.
Yep.
Use a compass.
Yep. It's all important.
It is.
If it points north, go that way and you'll eventually get somewhere you want to be.
Yeah. And especially.
It'll lead to a road, hopefully, at least.
Okay.
Maybe not,
but I think you might need to join
Scouts. I think I should go to Scouts. Maybe been a little bit, not as long as Brianna. I wasn't a scout leader.
And I think, you know, just awareness for your surrounds as well. Yeah. Like, if you're heading out into the bush, and that's just having awareness and respect for the bush and being able to read, you know, what's happening and the wildlife that might be around you. And I loved it. So there you go. Maybe that's something some people don't know about me.
I did not know that. There you go. All these people are going to come up to you in church and be like, okay, so how do you read a map and compass?
I wasn't the best at the map stuff, but I might have to brush up on it, like you said, Rox.
So good.
But I still can remember our half hitch.
Ooh.
Half hitch knot.
Round turn two, half hitch.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Sailor's knot is another one.
Yeah. That one's a complicated one.
Oh, see, I knew a complicated one, guys. Maybe I don't know how to do it, but I knew what the name was.
Oh, great. Well, thanks, Bree. Now, I wonder, is there a particular book, movie or series that has particularly influenced your faith journey?
You know what? It's one that a lot of people have probably read but maybe don't understand the significance of the Christian undertones. So the Narnia trilogies, I remember reading them quite young and I loved reading as a kid, and I loved where books can take you. You know, when you're reading them, in my mind I would picture full scale what was happening in full colour and full detail and faces and places and landscapes.
Yeah. So descriptive, wasn't it?
So descriptive. And I just loved C.S. Lewis's style of writing.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I didn't really understand that he was a Christian, and that while those books were fantasy, and I loved fantasy because I love going to places that aren't our everyday.
Yeah.
And I still quite enjoy that in books and movies and stuff now. But yeah, later learning that he was a Christian, and then realizing the wonderful themes and learnings that he wrote and built into those stories and life skills and you know, things that you can apply in your everyday. Was very impactful for a kid, to draw on that throughout life still. Through what felt like a whimsical fantasy fun book and series, you know, like each of those books from that series, the Narnia series. I loved those, and I think they're a great series of books.
Yeah, fantastic. So you kind of read them just as kind of took them as they were at face value, and then later on you kind of went, aha, yeah. I see what you've done here. Is that what your experience was?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you didn't kind of think, oh, this is an allegory the whole way through.
No.
This was like, no, that's come later.
Yeah, yeah. Because I mean, as a young child, you're not really, for me, I wasn't going deep into theology and all of that sort of thing. I was just,
just enjoying the story.
Just enjoying the story. Yeah. But I love how God
painted
a great picture. Yeah. And I love how God can use something simple like books, and they were like written quite a long time ago now, and you know, many generations have read those and experienced them and explored them, and then realizing later down the track, you know, what God was saying through those.
Minute.
God, you were in that.
All that stuff, character, and you know, oh my God.
Aslan, what?
Sacrifice. Yeah. But it holds up. They hold up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're still so powerful.
Yeah. And then, you know, when they were done in sort of that last decade and Disney picked them up and redid them and even the BBC version of those books that the BBC did as a TV series.
Yeah.
They were just so great, you know, and they kept it true. It well. They captured it well and they kept it true.
Yeah, they did.
To the true essence of what was there, and those key themes came through even in those different forms. Mm. Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, nice.
Still going on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still unlocking stuff for us. So when did you become a Christian?
Oh, well, I guess I remember God from quite a young age, you know, like not remembered, but I remember experiencing God and realizing there was something more, like something higher or something more powerful than just, you know, the day-to-day earthly kind of things. Mm-hmm. And I give thanks to that because my family were, you know, several generations of Christians and you know, I'm really thankful for that foundation. And, you know, growing up from a young age, Mum and I always went to church and, you know, those really foundational pieces around attending Sunday school and scripture and learning the basic Bible stories and what does that mean and how do you apply that in your life every day and, you know, who is Jesus and why was he so important? When, you know, and what did his death mean and the resurrection and the power of salvation? And so I guess you could say I've been a Christian or I've known of God from a young age, but it probably wasn't until sort of mid-primary school where I actually felt God. I had an experience and it was in church, and I remember being prayed for at church and I just felt this amazing, overwhelming presence come upon me, and it was God. And that's something that stayed with me and really like kept me focused. You know, just that experience, that tangible experience of God with me from that young age. You know, and later in life, sadly, I did get caught up after school, you know, with that kind of lifestyle that can sometimes happen, you know, partying and
rebellious
ways and things like that. And, but, you know, I remember in my, you know, like walking with God right the way through my childhood into my teens. And then even in that rebellious season, I knew God was with me. And I remember feeling like I was a disappointment to him because I had turned from him and I knew it. But so I'd made that choice at that season in my life to do that. And it was a real tearing feeling, I guess. And, you know, a sense of just not feeling joy in a true sense or feeling purposeful in that season. You know, and looking for things, earthly things to kind of fuel or spark something for me. But even in that season, I know God was with me because sometimes those seasons you need to challenge yourself, challenge your thinking and challenge who God says he is for you to go, you know what, God, it's truth. You know, what you say is truth. What the Bible says is gospel. Jesus did come to earth and he did overcome sin and he did overcome death. Yeah. And we can have a relationship with the Father. So I guess, you know, from a child, that's when I first knew God. And he's been there my whole life, even though, you know, through different seasons I may have walked away a little.
So you really had a real prodigal experience, didn't you? You kind of had, you knew the goodness of God and you had like that overwhelming sense of his presence. But then, you know, like the prodigal, the story of the prodigal son, you know, like they go away and you're trying to fill your life, you know, with all the
other things
that you think look so shiny, and then in the end you end up, you know, hungry and feeding pigs or something, according to the prodigal son story. Right?
Yeah,
that's your story.
I did hit a low.
Yeah.
I did hit a low, and they do say sometimes you've got to really hit that low to come back up again.
Yeah. What was the return like for you? Like, what was it like to come back to God?
It was a process.
Yeah.
So I actually remember wrestling with God in that season and saying, you know, God, I know I've failed you. I've let you down, because I knew the truth and I knew the things that were of God and things that weren't. And I chose to go, you know, away from him. And I remember saying to him, you know, I do want to come back, but I want to come back. And when I do, it's going to be my all.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. You know, not just a bit of me or not just this bit of my life you can have, or this bit of my time is yours. Like, I was wrestling with that, because I knew that if and when it was time, it would be my everything.
That's big.
Yeah.
And it's a weird one too, because the things in that season that I thought were so important that I was trying to cling on to really weren't.
Yeah.
You know, and
look back, you're like, what?
And
what are these things?
And then when I finally did hit that rock bottom, and I was like, you know what, God, I have no genuine joy. There was no fulfillment within me. My spirit was crushed.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember crying out to God, literally on my knees, crying, tears, weeping, repenting, you know, asking for forgiveness, and just saying, God, it's my all. I'm all in. I'm all in. My everything, all that you have given me, all that I am is yours. And, you know, and there were things that I just had to keep saying, God, these things I don't want to give up, but I need you to help me. I need you to bring me through this. And as he started to peel those things away and rebuild me, and I started putting those things down, I realized that those things just weren't giving, they just can't, they cannot actually fulfill you.
Yeah.
They cannot bring you that genuine joy, and they cannot spur your spirit on.
Yeah.
So, as I started to put more and more of those worldly things away, thinking, am I going to miss them? God was showing me all the great things that were around me, that had even been around me, and new things. He was bringing new people across my path. He was bringing new things in my workspace to show me, you know, he was there, and restoring relationships that had been broken in that season as well. So I love that God can restore all things, can forgive, and does love you, and has so much grace and mercy and patience. And that he can help you through unforgiveness. You know, I remember the one of the first things coming out of that was a really good friend from school. We'd had the friendship had just totally gone toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few years later, there was a lot of baggage that had been carried. Like, I'd always carried that baggage from that breakdown and how it all happened. And, you know, you can't necessarily change the reasons why something happened, but you can change the way that you respond, that they react, how you work through that.
Mm-hmm.
And God was so gracious that I visited a local church and that person was there.
Oh, wow.
And the message that night was about forgiveness and healing and that you can have that healing and the forgiveness can happen, and you can take that physical weight that you carry from those things off you and give them to God and God deals with it. And that night we both ran to each other and hugged each other and asked forgiveness of one another. And you know, that whole thing, you know, we found out that each of us had carried baggage from that for years.
Oh.
And the hurts and the pain and the sadness. Wow. And yep. God just healed that all that night.
That's just incredible.
Praise God.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was sort of just one of the many things that God was doing in that season, bringing me bringing me back like the prodigal son.
You had the ring on your finger and the shoes on your feet and the killed the fatted calf, the cloak
the
on.
Cloak
that
on.
Dignity was reclothing you and giving you that
praise God.
Honor and, you know, and the healing and protection and provision
absolutely.
And all of that.
And I just love how God, you know, it wasn't even just about me. It was that other person as well.
Yeah.
And they had healing.
Yep.
And they'd been able to, you know, God is so good.
That's incredible.
God was working on both of you.
We often say that, like, hurt people, but perhaps healed people heal people.
There's another way that it goes
out from you and your healing journey, and it's, you know, God in his grace heals us as individuals, but it, you know, it's for us, but it's not just for us, you know, it's
absolutely.
Through us as well.
Absolutely.
It's great. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And yeah, that was sort of early mid 20s, and then from there I've been all in.
All in. There you are.
All the
and
chips.
I am heading.
Push them to the middle.
Do I dare confess into my 40s next year? So it's been an amazing journey with God over those years.
That's good. And God's done it. Continue to do incredible things, you know, in your life.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
That's great. All right. So, question is then, do you currently serve here at GBC or in our local community? Well, like, how do you serve God? We've talked about how you've, you know, God's been working in you. Is there a tangible way or a particular way that you're serving at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently at Gaimia Baptist, I am so humbled to be part of the worship team. Shout out to the worship
Shout
team.
Out.
Shout out.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Big time.
Beautiful bunch of selfless people who just want to create space for people to be able to worship God.
Love it.
So I'm so humbled to be part of that.
Awesome.
And I just genuinely love singing, and singing is such a gift from God and a gift back to God, because when we lift our voices in praise to Him, that's actually, you know, it's opening that channel, and and God, you know, God is so good. He deserves all our praises.
Yep.
So I love that. Very humbled there. And also the fabulous We Are the Church podcast.
Yeah.
So here we are. You know, I love getting to do the We Are the Church podcast with Adam, and we get to have
That's great.
Amazing guests come on and hear about their stories, and tonight's such a blessing getting to have you here, Rox, as a co-host. and that's another
that's
way that
great.
That I get to serve here at GBC.
Yeah.
There's also lots of wonderful opportunities to just jump in and volunteer.
Yeah.
So we've got the Christmas carols events coming up, and you know, I'm looking forward to just being part of the barbecue crew on that one.
Happy days.
So you know, there's lots of great opportunities to be able to serve the community here, and serving our community here is actually feeding and building people here to then also go out and serve the community, our local communities, you know, our neighbors, around them up the shops, the people that we get to work with, our families and our friends, our sports groups, and other social groups. So that's what I'm currently getting to do here
currently
at Gaimia Baptist.
Volunteering as what do you do then in your other life? You know, like, I know All In for Jesus and et cetera, but like, part of that is actually you have to have a real job as well.
Yeah.
So do you want to share about what you're doing when you're not singing and barbecuing and podcasting?
Absolutely. So my 9-to-5 job, thereabouts.
Whatever it is.
9-to-5. Trying to, also, she's not singing.
She's
sorry,
not
guys.
Singing.
My bad. And I'm not.
I like that though. Everybody has a voice and everybody should sing.
Yes.
My 9-to-5, I actually work in adult education, so predominantly in learning and development. I currently work for a wonderful organisation, a not-for-profit called the Australian Institute of Company Directors. And we provide governance and education and training resources to help aspiring directors or people who are directors or people who are in that sort of sphere. And my role within that organisation is within the education arm, and I mostly look after the learning management platform, working with our content developers and our assessment team and our faculty to build and make that content available. I provide technical support and training. I love processes. I know.
Process,
shout out to the process
girl.
Nerds.
I like a system.
Love
yeah,
a good
yeah.
system and a process.
I love it.
Because I guess, you know, and working in education and understanding the power of a good process, mm-hmm. it's all about helping equip people.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
which is, I'm genuinely passionate in that in all aspects of my life is, you know, it's looking for that little gem in somebody or that desire that they have and helping them unlock that. Then helping equip them to succeed and fly.
Such a good word.
So that's me in terms of my 9 to 5. Also socially, Monday nights, Adam and I are part of 10 pin bowling league.
Yeah, I love
so
it.
That's our I guess bowling sporting team. Outlet.
That's pretty cool.
We have a really cool team name.
We do. Cheers. We are called Holy Bowly.
Yeah. Holy Bowly. Oh my god.
And we need to get a logo made up. I was thinking like having two pins and one's dipping in the other pin and then the ball's coming through the middle of them.
Yeah.
And
yep.
it's like, you know, with like people like kind of pins, yeah.
And then, like, maybe cute little halos.
Little halos at the top.
Halos. Oh, my gosh, that's so cute. Oh, that's adorable. I was trying to think
if
you could do.
If there's any artists out there that want to draw it.
Yeah, you want to get into the holy bowlers.
Holy bowlers.
Holy
bowly. Holy bowly. That's too cute.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's cute. I feel like you should get the scout thing happening, though, with the bowling, and, like, every time you get a strike, you should get a badge or something.
Oh, well, Adam's shirt would be covered. So mine, I'm happy if I get, like, one strike in the whole game.
Oh, my ball pretty much gets the strikes. It's an engineered ball. It's got a weight in it and stuff like that.
Adam can do those fancy bowls where, you know, it goes like right out to the gutter and then curves back
clever.
In.
Clever. All right. True fact. I have to use the bumpers. Like a
confession time.
I have moved off the little ramp. I wouldn't be invited to join the Holy Bowly group.
Well, we love it, and our league that we actually play with are the most wonderful people.
Oh,
you know, we're
so
a
genuine.
Mix of like some people are just the most amazing bowlers, and they get strike after strike, and then you've got people like me where, you know, I'm a couple of years in and I'm still kind of finding my feet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I got a spare,
just there for the lols.
Yeah.
And what's a spare for people that don't know?
Oh, spare. Sorry. So that spare is when you like knock some pins over, and then on your second bowl, you actually clean up the rest.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
But a strike is when they all go down. Right?
All down.
They're just like you hear
them.
Fist pumps.
The pins jingle almost.
Ooh, it's a good sound.
Love it.
Sound of glory.
It's what we live for on Monday nights.
Yeah. So if anyone's out there and is wanting to look for a fun social sporting outlet, AMF, Southgate.
Happy days.
8 o'clock Monday nights.
Get on down there.
Actually,
zone. Sorry, just to correct.
Sorry. That's zone now.
It's in the
zone.
Can't
keep up with the names.
Yeah, but it's Southgate.
Southgate.
Really.
Everyone knows Southgate.
There's only like one bowling in the Shire. Just go to that one on Mondays.
God's Country, the Shire bowling place at Southgate.
Holy Bowly.
But it's good fun. And, you know, just really, really fun. Really fun outlet, actually. Fun and a bit of fitness.
I can hear it now. Like there's such a sound to bowling, you know, like that clunk and the sound of them.
And it's like the atmosphere, the smell, and then you've got the games going on in the background, like the ear hockey and the other games. Yeah, there's
and just the fun banter between the teams. It's good. It's really good.
It's great.
So cool.
Who has been most significant in supporting you in your Christian walk?
Oh, wow. Thinking about it, there's so many people that you could call out. Well, for me, I could call out over my life, really. Probably a big one is my mum. You know, my mum is just the most beautiful Christian woman and so generous and so kind. And I
need to get her on the pod now.
Two mentions already.
It's going to happen.
And I just, you know, I know so many times over the years there's been times where she's prayed for me and, you know, prayed with me, prayed for me, and just, you know, times where God's given her a nudge and said, you know, you need to be praying for Brianna right now. And then, you know, we get together and have the catch up, and then I share something and Mum's like, I was praying for you in that, in that moment. God's like, you need to pray.
Holy Spirit moments.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they happen a fair bit, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Love the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy Spirit. So, yeah, my mum's amazing. My grandparents also, you know, as I mentioned earlier, got generations of Christians in my family, which is just amazing. And, you know, that I really feel like that foundational piece through the generations means something.
Yeah.
You know, when
I see there, isn't there?
Yeah. And you know, the prayer and the foundations that have been laid by the generations before to impact the generations to come, you know,
down the line.
Even if you don't realize it at the time, what you do today is laying way for the next generation.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really grateful for that history in my family. I've got some beautiful Christian friends over the years that have come and gone through different seasons. Yeah. Some, you know, we may not see each other as much as we'd love to in this season, but, you know, again, it's that God using each other in that season to sharpen each other and challenge each other and comfort each other and walk with each other through the highs and the lows. You know, and so, yeah, shout out to all my beautiful friends throughout the years. And, you know, again, reflecting the different church circles I've been blessed to be part of, you know, so many amazing preachers and teachers who just diligently share the word and bring that encouragement and, you know, and the mature Christians that step up and walk next to you and walk with you and guide you and challenge you. I love the mature Christians that know how to challenge you in certain things, you know, whether it be scripture or the way that you may be behaving or, you know, and just checking in with you and they just know how to do it so beautifully.
Gently.
To correct and help you, you know, and I love that because sometimes you don't even realize what you're doing perhaps and until someone's like, hey, you know, in that moment, this, could it have been that? and you're like, actually, that's really wise.
and so hard to see our own stuff, right? Yeah. You know, we often are so blind to our own, you know, behaviors and attitudes, et cetera. And other people often can see things that we can't. So and it takes courage, doesn't it, to speak?
It does take courage. You
know, into somebody's life.
Yeah, absolutely. And that consistency too, you know, people, that consistent check-in and you know, whether you're having the most amazing season and you're on top of that mountain or you're down in that valley and you can't even really see where to put your feet, you know, just having that consistency there with those mature Christians around you and just that, I love that word steadfast as well. You know, it's not showy, it's not in your face, just steadfast and reliable and consistent and I love that. And that's, I think that's like a deep knowing.
Yeah.
You know, those mature Christians where they have that deep knowing and they've gone through the trials and they've they've experienced those things and they just know God's goodness through it and God's promise and they just stand on it.
And they haven't gone through it and come out sort of bitter or angry or hurtful or anything. They've actually come out just refined in the fire.
Yes, refined.
You know, it's that, you know, that gold, solid gold. Everything else has kind of been burnt off and they're just gold. And motivated by love, you know, as well, love for you and a genuine affection, and they really want to see you flourish and be your best.
Yeah.
Oh, what a gift, hey? What a gift out of the church.
Yeah.
We're all like that when we're older.
I know. Yeah. And I think it's good to remember to honor those people, you know. All generations have such an important part to play. And
well, you know, they've seen so much more life than us, some of them. You know, and they have so much wisdom to bestow on us. And it's just so encouraging. Like, you know, we've had life group leaders over the years and we have one now, and the wisdom that comes out of these guys and ladies, and it's just so encouraging, and we've been lifted up over the years, and I just really appreciate them and lift them up. You guys know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless you all.
Yeah. It is good, isn't it? And like, so great in a church too. Like, in for people who don't have a faith or maybe not part of a church community, you don't often get to have the wisdom of the saints of, you know, or the wisdom of the ages kind of imparting into your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you swim very much in the age group and the demographic that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But in a church, you know, we are so blessed, you know, by this intergenerational experience. You know, we're learning from them, and then we're teaching those younger than we are.
And I like it sometimes. You get a nugget of wisdom from the young ones too.
Absolutely.
Like, they surprise me. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
When you get a kid up and pray, and like, and all of a sudden everyone's in tears.
Yeah.
It's like, just so pure.
See it from a different angle, and it's so amazing.
Yeah, what
and
a gift.
Yeah,
truly. And the church is the family of God.
That's right.
Family
that's right.
Takes all sorts.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Young and old. And
probably another area that's been really lovely, and I love when God connects you or makes it known, is in the workplace. You know, especially I've worked in a lot of large organizations over the years, and I just love those opportunities where I might be chatting to someone in the kitchen, or you know, we just something comes up, and then you realize that they're a Christian as well.
Those moments are so good.
You know, there's something really uplifting when you get to just share a little bit about your walk, and and particularly in the workplace, you know, because God's even with us at work, and you know, work can throw all sorts of things at you.
Oh,
and just knowing that there's another Christian or other Christians at work, and if you're, you know, you're struggling in a particular day or whatever, knowing that you can reach out and pray with each other, or meet up at lunch and talk about what you learned at church on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, you could be from different churches and just sharing the different teachings and preachings and messages that
and it's amazing
fed
how topical it is at the time. Like, they'll have something they've just heard from their church on the Sunday and it talks straight into your life that you needed to hear. It's so phenomenal how God does that.
I love that.
Yeah, it is cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do like when you can meet another Christian, and whether it's at your workplace or you're traveling or whatever.
Anywhere.
You kind of sometimes sniff them out.
Yeah.
It's like, I think of it like this. It's like apparently in the end times, we're all going to have a number that we'll be able to tell each other apart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now we don't need it. We can just, you just see them.
Yeah,
like, somehow the Holy Spirit goes, hey, that's a Christian over there.
Yeah. I think there's
or they
something,
see you and like, there's some kind of thing just going on. Like, we
sometimes
just know.
You can, though. You can meet people at work, and there's something in them that you're like, there's something there.
Well,
you know,
like,
you're like,
it's
the Holy Spirit recognizing the Spirit in
Yeah, but even non-Christians can see it in us. Like, there's something, they don't know what it is, but there's something different about you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you get to say, well, I'm a Christian.
And hopefully it's not that you're a nerd or. But you'd hope it would be the joy or the fruit of the Spirit or something like that.
Hopefully,
you know,
something like that.
Maybe you look like Jesus a little bit.
Yeah. We can only hope, right?
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Right. Well, another one for you there in the hot seat is, what is your take on discipleship, and how do you live out your discipleship? How do you live it out?
Oh, yeah, discipleship's a good one. It's one of those words, you know, you feel like, oh, that's a big one.
It's a big word.
How do you even, like, how do you describe it? But I guess the most simplistic way I put it for myself, because I also, you know, I want to apply that in my life, but then sometimes you go, oh, it's so big. But for me, I'm like, you know what? It comes down to following in the footsteps of Jesus.
Mm.
Yeah.
And that's the most simplest way I can explain it. And in, you know, following his teachings, trying to emulate him in the way I go about things, the decisions I make, how I have conversations, being really intentional in all areas of my life. To try and show a little bit of Jesus to people, and share the love that I've experienced and know about God. And, you know, he sent his son Jesus here to earth to help teach and preach and heal and show love and show compassion and to be kind and to correct, you know, the wrongs. And, you know, so I guess that's the easiest way I try and make it for myself. But then, as we were just saying, you know, Jesus' big shoes to try.
Yeah, following in the footsteps of.
So,
big sandals.
Big sandals.
That's right.
You know, but then I think if I can just show a bit of kindness to someone in my day, if I can just show someone a bit of compassion, if I can see someone looking like they're struggling and put a hand out and offer some help, you know, that's kind of how I try and go about that.
There's a lot of noticing in that, isn't there? Like you tending to notice people.
Just trying to have a bit, a notice, an awareness of, you know, not just my little, this is my little world and my little bubble, but I'm always trying to look out bigger picture, you know, like a horse with the blinkers on. You know, I don't want to be a horse with blinkers on. I want the blinkers off, and I want to align with God and what he's doing and what he's trying to show me. And, you know, somebody needs help. Somebody needs to hear something. Someone needs an encouragement. Someone needs some prayer. Trying to just have eyes open, ears open, heart open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great posture to have, isn't it?
Yeah. Good.
Can you think of a time where God's used you in that particular way, where someone's come to your attention and you've noticed them and then sort of taken the step of action?
Oh, many, many times. And I don't want that to sound puffed up or anything, but
no, it doesn't.
In everything that I do, I try and look outward. And, you know, so many times, whether it's at work or just randomly out in the shops or, you know, getting to just have a chat. Often it sparks up just from a little smile. And then chats, you know, commuting into the city for many years. I've had some amazing opportunities to chat with people that's led to prayer, that's led to sharing about God. And, you know, whether it be – and then, you know, often it's just then giving them space to talk and share.
Being a listening ear.
Being a listening ear and, you know, many different people who haven't known God but then become a bit curious, people who have shared that they've completely walked away from because of things, earthly things that have happened or situational things that have happened that have just, you know – but like it's broken them in that time and then, you know, getting to encourage them that, you know, God is good and God does love you. And, you know, I remember so many. There's this one wonderful story. There was it was like just peak hour coming home from work one day and there was this really drunk guy on the train and I just knew he was hurting really bad. And, you know, he wasn't being aggressive but he was drunk. So a lot of people were doing the classic commuter. I'm ignore, just going to put my
put blinkers on. Blinkers.
Put my book in my face.
Put those horse blinkers.
Full blinker mode.
Look at my phone.
Look at my phone. I'm really busy and important.
Or my book or something.
And you know what? I have to confess that day I'd had a big day. And I was a bit like, can I just put the blinkers on, God? And God's going, no, you need to go and talk to that man. And I'm going, but it's a peak hour train and there's lots of people and they'll all be listening. And he's like, I don't care. You need to go and talk to that man. Right. He's breaking over there. And so I was like, okay, God, I need you to guide me here. And I don't even know how to start this conversation or how aware this man will be because he was quite under the influence of alcohol. But I went down and I sat next to him on the stair and I just sparked up a convo. And he just started to open up and share how broken he was. And how lost he felt and how sad he was. And sorry.
It's okay, honey. It's okay. Just,
you know, God saw that man. And God knew that what he needed. And I could have easily have been like, nah, not today, God. And you know, but I listened and I did, and I'm so thankful I did because, you know, that conversation turned into him. I didn't even say that I was a Christian. He just started to talk about God and how when he was younger he knew God and how he, you know, life had just been so awful and he just walked away. And, you know, be that listening ear. And then as we were approaching where I needed to get off, you know, I just encouraged him and I just reminded him that God loves him and God's with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I encouraged him to pray, or if he had a Bible still, to find his Bible and just open it up and to pray to God. And you know, and I said, I'll be praying for you.
Yeah.
And we just left it there. But
yeah.
By the end of that conversation, something had shifted for that man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, many times like that have happened. Mm. I want to be a willing vessel for God.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people, God might call you to stand on the street corner and get on that soapbox and proclaim it out over everybody. God might use a moment, a quiet moment, you know, just you and one other person. In the quietest space and everything in between. But yeah, be encouraged and be open to what God's seeing and doing, and just step out sometimes in faith when you're like, God, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
I literally have nothing here.
It's all gotta be you, Jesus.
It's all you.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, and
Jesus.
The train carriage.
Either the train carriage full of commuters or just wanting to get home after absolutely. A slog in the city. And I know God would have also used that, because I mean, that conversation was a whole train full of people listening to that.
Yeah, they would have heard
that. And God would have used all of that to his glory.
Yeah, amen.
Was it open eyes, open ears, open heart?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. Have that posture of openness and notice. And yeah, that's great. Mm. It's really good, Bray. Thank you.
That was lovely, honey. Well, we've reached that time. We're up to the big question.
Oh, the big question.
What is a significant turning point or faith story in your life where you have seen or experienced God at work? My darling.
Ooh. Dum, dum, dum. The big question. Well, I was reflecting on this today, actually. And, you know, there's a few really amazing life-changing stories that I could share, but I actually landed on wanting to share how this podcast actually came about.
Ooh.
So
fancy.
This was a divine appointment moment, and definitely part of God's grand plan. So
you hit it here first, guys.
Hit it here first.
Well, you will.
I could have had this as episode one.
What are we living in now?
A few things up the sleeve, right? So, you know, my husband Adam and I, Adam is also a co-host of the We Are the Church podcast.
Hello.
we just love people. We love people.
We do.
And throughout our marriage, we've been so blessed that, you know, wherever we go, not always, but, you know, Adam and I are both quite aligned, where we very much try and have an outward-facing posture. Mm. And there's been many times over the years where, you know, some that come to mind is just being at the food court at Miranda, having lunch, and then, you know, we might just look to the people to our right, and God's like, have a chat. So, you know, we'll be like, all right, we'll spark up a convo, see what happens. You know, and you get to have these amazing conversations with people.
Amazing conversations.
And it's just being, like Adam said, a listening ear sometimes for people speaks more words and says more than all the languages you could use.
Listening is a gift. It is a gift.
People want to be heard.
Yeah, 100%.
And in such a lovely way too. Like, that's not being a domineering thing. That's just, you just sit there and you ask them a couple of questions, and then before you know it, they're unraveling a story.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's beautiful.
Sometimes you've got to hold the bucket for people and they kind of bring it all up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, and that could be all sorts of stories. Yeah. You know, it could be stories of trial and tribulation or joy or elation or unexpected coincidences that, you know,
sometimes
if they maybe don't know God, but as they're sharing it, knowing God, you're like, that's not such a coincidence. I feel like a divine intervention or appointment.
Our youth group call it a sneaky Jesus moment.
Sneaky Jesus.
That's what they call it.
We love a sneaky Jesus.
We love sneaky Jesus.
You know, and another great story was we were holidaying up in Port Stephens, and we decided to do the Tomaree Headlands walk. which is just beautiful. And about halfway up, there was this guy coming down as we were heading up, and he was just all by himself.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And we both, Adam and I both got, you know, Spidey senses kicked in. Yeah. And,
tingly.
And the guy kind of slowed and stopped and we slowed and stopped, and a conversation randomly sparked up halfway up this mountain, and he just shared all about the last few years where he's just been going through a divorce and all the struggles and pain that's come with that, and trying to reestablish himself and, you know, find a new life for himself, because, you know, divorce can be really hard, and it's a full splitting of the families and your social groups, and, you know, finding new home and setting yourself up, and, you know, and again, we're just a listening ear for him.
Yeah.
And again, we don't overtly go, hey, we're Christians. Do you want to have a conversation?
Pull out your Bible out of your back pocket. Turn to Romans with me.
Yeah.
We've got an evangelistic book that we hold.
Yeah, that's a track. There's a whiteboard here.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, you know, as often as those conversations are, God's in those. Yeah. And he shared, you know, I grew up Catholic, and, you know, he just started talking a bit about faith and his journey and that he, you know, he hasn't really been in that space for a number of years. And then through that, you know, him bringing that up, we were like, well, have you thought of exploring that again? And, you know, looking into that relationship and get your Bible out or go check out your local church. Yeah, go and ask some questions. Have a chat with the pastor or some mature Christians at the church. And, you know, and he was so encouraged by that.
Great.
You know, so we love those sneaky Jesus moments.
Sneaky Jesus.
But basically it's all about stories.
Yeah.
And everybody has a story. Mm. Everybody's been on a journey in their lives. Everyone's had all sorts of seasons. And love just being a listening ear and hearing people's stories and then letting God work through that. So then interestingly, coming back to the big question and how the podcast came about, you know, there was for quite a few years, God had gently been, you know, nurturing that storytelling opportunities and being a listening ear. Mm. And one day, you know, again, this is like God planting the seed, and the seed was in there. We didn't even know. And then God's like, okay, it's time for that seed to start to –
Sprout.
Yeah,
and God's like,
that's cool.
God put it on our hearts, and this is both of us separately and then randomly, like, kind of talking about it. And it turned into this conversation about how can we start to capture these amazing stories. Everyone's got a story. If people want to share it and want to get it out there, and how can that encourage other people? And then, we were chatting, and then it kind of naturally morphed into, well, current media, what about a podcast?
Yeah.
you know, because Adam has a background in radio, and so he's really gifted in that side of things and doing production and that. And I mean, I just love a good chat.
amen.
And love to encourage, you know, Adam's an amazing encourager, and
I try.
And so we were like, how can we, like, God, what is this? And and podcast kept coming up. And then we were like, okay, we need to write down. So we started writing down some of these things that we were getting, and then we're like, right, we need to really pray into this, because we don't want this to just be something that is this grand idea or whatever, and it's not coming from God, because we're like, God, if this is what you want, we want to make sure it's aligned with what we need to do some checking in here. So we spent quite a lot of time praying, you know, and then we'd put it down for a bit, and then God would be like, hey, remember that idea,
stop sleeping on it, do something with it, guys.
And then so we started to look into, like, practically how could we facilitate that ourselves, and what you know, researching what is a podcast, and how do you do it? Like, what's all the behind the scenes stuff? Because, you know, this thing doesn't magically appear on the internet.
Do it on our iPhones, do we?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we did. We looked into some of that technical side of things, like looking into different ways to record and using your phone and all of that, and
different mic setups, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'd been coming to Guymere Baptist Church for probably a good
I don't think it was heaps long, but it was
6+ months.
And we were quite, you know, we knew like Rox, obviously, we knew Mark and we knew Matt,
yeah,
like as the trio of associates and senior.
Yeah.
And we got to know a few of the other people as well. And
but I remember this moment. It was I had a casual conversation with a guy named Sam, and then that turned out to be Sam who looked after all the tech stuff. But I remember at one of the early, I think it was one of the like the first AGM we came to here, and he was just off on the side, and I'd never met him before, and I was like, oh hi, I'm Brianna, and he's like, oh, hi, I'm Sam, and and we just were talking, and the conversation went down the lines of, you know, because we shared about, we both had a communications background and things like that, and I said, oh, aren't stories powerful? The power of storytelling. And he's like, yes. And just something sparked. And I didn't know anything at that stage. But again, this is God watering that seed. And then, you know, God, we really felt God during that prayer saying, why don't you have a chat with the leaders at Guymere Baptist Church? Yeah. You know, meet with Mark and this guy Sam and just share this concept. So we did. We organized a meeting and we shared the concept of the podcast, which, you know, if you listen in, you know the concept, but if it's your first time, basically it's about people's stories and particularly people's stories of faith where they've seen God at work in their lives and the power of those stories to encourage and inspire others, whether you're a Christian or you're not, or you're someone who knows God but's walked away, or you're early days exploring, or you know nothing.
All levels.
All levels, and the power of those, of people's stories. And the things that they've gone through in their lives, and how they know that God's in that. So we had the meeting, and then we said, we don't want an answer straight away. Please go and pray, talk about
sit on it.
So we didn't hear anything for a while, and we were like, that's fine, because God, it's with you. If this is from you and we're following the right ways, it will happen. And if not, that's okay. And then probably like, I don't know, a number of weeks later, we had a catch up again. And would you believe, or perhaps not, because again, sneaky Jesus moment.
Sneaky Jesus.
lo and behold, there was this idea for Guymere Baptist Church to have a podcast or a forum for people's stories. But they didn't have anybody to facilitate that.
What a surprise.
What a surprise.
I would never have guessed that God would have gone ahead
of
this.
Insert Adam and Brianna.
Hello.
So, yeah.
So funny.
So God's gone, over here I'm preparing this.
Yeah, yeah.
And over here I'm preparing that.
And
then here you go.
Ta-da! Alignment.
So we, as soon as we heard that, like,
oh, that's
our spirits were sore.
We felt so
That's
elated.
Where we're meant to be.
And we just
were in God's lane.
God was in this. God would bring the people. God would, you know, equip it, bless it, grow it, and most of all, use it for His glory. So here we are. And I think we're, how many eps are we in now?
So we've recorded 10. They're all gone up. This is the 11th. So,
and we've got one more.
If this is your first, go back and listen to a few. Rox was the first one, everyone. So if you want to hear a bit more of Rox, then go back and listen to episode one. But there's plenty of other weapon episodes out there.
That's right. And, you know, looking forward to having more people, you know, speak up or get connected through to be able to come on and share their stories.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Great.
Yeah.
I love that, Brianna. Rhymes with banana. Got a follow up for you. So that, like the story about you know, like the big sort of thing that about the podcast. Like, what has doing this podcast taught you about yourself? Like, I'm going a bit off script. I'm sorry. Not really. But what has it taught you about you? Like, has God sort of revealed anything to you, or sort of unpacked anything about you?
About me. Oh, you know, I'm not a big fan about talking about myself. What are you?
Hello, this is the We Are the Church podcast. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm a facilitator.
Not in that chair you ain't been.
No, no, in that chair you are getting, you're getting facilitated.
My experiences.
Thinking, you know, this is something quite, you know, like you love the power of story and you really want to see God at work. Has God sort of taught you anything about yourself or taught you anything, in, like it doesn't have to be just about you, but taught you anything, you know, through this process?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's just really settling in deeper and deeper God's power, God's authority, His mercy, His grace, and His unfailing love for people, for His children, all ages, all stages, all seasons, all reasons. And I guess, yeah, it just helps anchor my faith more. Every time I hear someone's story, it just grows my spirit and helps anchor me. And I guess, again, that steadfastness, you know, it helps that steadfast knowledge in His mighty awesomeness. Yeah.
So many times when people have shared stories in here, we've been, you know, in tears because they've just been so touching and always encouraging at the same time. But you're just like, wow, is that what you went through?
Yeah.
You know, and God moved mountains to get you through that. You know, it's phenomenal what people have put up with, and but also have been some amazing things that they've done and been through. It's just so encouraging to hear people's stories, and it really builds us up. And we just thank those people that have been on and people that are going to come on, you know, in the future too. Yeah.
So it's built your faith, you think, doing the podcast, and sort of built your relationship with God, and just has expanded your vision, I suppose, of God and your understanding.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Love it.
So good.
Well, that was so, so great. Thank you so much, Miss B. Brianna. Rhymes with banana.
Love that'll it. Stick now. Love just it. Don't call me banana, all right?
It's like B. that was a fantastic to just be sitting across from you and just hearing the faithfulness of God and the legacy that you are part of and that you carry on to others. You know, I just love your generosity of spirit and the way that you, you know, you had that prodigal experience and you came back and you just sort of said, okay, God, it's all you. And like the prodigal, you know, like God has clothed you and He has given you, you know, this dignity and this, you know, the ring that the prodigal son got was like the ring of sonship. It's the daughtership that He's given you and He's given you a task and a job and He's entrusted you as His representation like the prodigal was, right? That was, you know, when he returned, he was entrusted with, you know, the representation of the Father. And that's what God is doing in your life. He has entrusted you and He keeps bringing people into your circle and your life to just be a gentle, safe place to land. And I just see that God is using you in such a significant and powerful way. And I'm so thankful to God for you and for you, Adam, as well, and for your marriage and for your relationship with each other and with others. And we're just so blessed to get to know you and be in your orbit, really. So, God's good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks so much. So
right back at you.
Oh, a lot of love in the room, a lot of love in the pod here.
Yeah, right back at you, Rox. And thanks so much, honey. And we'll see you around GBC.
Bye. Worship leading.
Thanks for listening to the We Are the Church podcast. We hope this inspired and encouraged you on your own journey of discovery and faith. If you or anyone you know has a faith story to share, please get in touch with us.
You can reach us at office@guymebaptist.org.au. Also, if you would like to know more about Jesus, pray with someone, or come along to Guymer Baptist Church, please check out the Guymer Baptist Church website at guymerbaptist.org.au.
Until next time, I'm Adam.
And this is Brianna saying, God bless and peace be with you.